It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jake Harlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. Summerfest kicks off next month after getting canceled last year. The country's largest music festival was put on hold in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Festival goers will have the opportunity this year to see a number of musical acts such as Chance the Rapper and REO Speedwagon, and comedians such as Dave Chappelle will also perform. And as always, we'll hear from some local bands. But this year's Summerfest will feel different from past years, including new COVID safety measures to safeguard attendance. Our next guest joins us to talk about this year's lineup and how festival organizers are navigating the pandemic. And we want to hear from you. Are you attending Summerfest this year? What artists are you hoping to see? What artists performing at Summerfest should be on our radar? Call 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Evan Rutleski is the web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Evan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, JC. Good to be here.
So as we just mentioned, last year's Summerfest was canceled due to the pandemic. How will this year's Summerfest be different compared to previous years?
Yeah, it's going to be different in two really, really big ways. First of all, it's happening in September instead of June and July when it usually happens. That alone is pretty odd. That's a one-time change that's just going to happen this year. But there's another change that's permanent. The festival used to run for 11 days more or less consecutively, maybe with one day off. And that was how it ran for decades. This year, it's testing out a new, well, not testing out, this is permanent. Introducing a new three-weekend run. It will run Thursdays through Saturdays for 3 weekends in September this year. So that's very different. It's going to feel, if you live in Milwaukee, you know that it's going to feel a little different. Usually when you live and work downtown in Milwaukee, Summerfest sort of takes over everything for this intense burst of time. Well, this year it's going to be more on and off than usual, and it'll be interesting to see how that changes things.
And I know you spoke with festival organizers. Can you talk about why they decided to implement that scheduling change in particular?
Yeah, it was, you know, it makes a lot of sense. People are more apt to go to a big concert on a weekend. You know, before they had Wednesday nights and Tuesday nights and Sunday nights, and those nights weren't usually as well attended. It kind of depended on who was playing, of course. And of course, not well attended for Summerfest is still a huge crowd. But if you went on a Sunday night, you saw that it really wasn't as packed as it was on a Saturday night. So you get the sense this is a change they've wanted to make for quite a while. It's a break from tradition, and it's hard to break from tradition.
Now, let's stick with the organizers for a second, because this is a big year. We're still in the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. What have they said about how they're approaching, the September festival this time?
Yeah, so they were very closely following, you know, what was going on with COVID, the numbers, the CDC recommendations. Basically, when they were trying to figure out, can we even have a Summerfest, you know, earlier in the year, they were following kind of what the rest of the music industry was following, which was this idea that, okay, with the way vaccines are being rolled out, our usual date is going to be too early. It's just the world isn't going to be ready for huge, huge, huge festivals by June or July. So they banked on a big September return to live music. That gamble paid off really well for them. That was indeed what pretty much the entire touring industry was thinking. So we've seen just in the last few months that live music has ramped up in a really big way. It went from just a couple shows here and there to almost all the big acts are back on the road now. That was great. But of course, you know, there was a curveball that was thrown at them, which was the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Two months ago, this conversation about what Summerfest would have been like would have probably felt a lot different, because there was a, you know, great sense of optimism in the concert industry that everyone was just ready to go, and this was going to be smooth, and this was going to be just a big celebratory return of live music. Well, unfortunately, because of the Delta variant, it hasn't quite been that way. It's been a little rockier. You know, some of the precautions that the industry was hoping to avoid, they've had to implement. For Summerfest, that's meant that they've adopted what almost the entire live music industry has adopted, which is a policy that you need either a proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test to get in. And that's a big deal. That's not something, you know, I think if you talk to any music promoter, that wasn't something they wanted to implement. I do think that there was this hope that they could get away without that, that it wouldn't be necessary, that the vaccines would be so effective, that so many people would be vaccinated, it just didn't matter. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And it was really kind of becoming an existential threat to live music's return. There was the sense that, you know, without these safety policies, people just really weren't going to feel safe enough to gather en masse. And so Summerfest was actually one of the first festivals in Wisconsin that announced those policies, but not by much. A lot of venues have since adopted those policies. They've become really standard.
We are talking to Evan Retlesky right now, web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. He's with us to talk about the return of Summerfest. It's going to look a fair bit different this year compared to previous years because of COVID-19 and a new scheduling change that they're implementing. Well, let's talk, Evan, for just a minute about some of the acts we're going to see. Now, one artist that created a ton of buzz at 2019's Farm Aid is Nashville-based UK singer-songwriter Yola. Let's listen to a part of her song. It's called Stand For Myself, and that's from her latest album. I was lost in the city, could see it in my eyes. So, Evan, what gets you excited about Yola and her performance at Summerfest?
That voice. It is an incredible voice. She's a performer that's had some buzz around her for quite a while. I think, you know, people hear a voice that powerful, that soulful, they get pretty stoked. But she just put out, as you said, a new album, Stand For Myself, that is excellent. Just an exceptional soul album. She draws from the spirit of like 60s and 70s soul, but she doesn't go full retro the way some singer-songwriters do. It's just sort of a classic soul sound, classic soul voice. And she is a presence on stage, definitely a rising act. And what's really cool about this year's Summerfest lineup, JC, is since the festival only runs 9 days instead of its usual 11, things are a little different. They're packing more national headliners into a shorter amount of time, mm-hmm. which means that some national headliners are going to be playing a lot earlier than you used to see them. Before, you really had to get to the festival at 8 or 10 p.m. to see these big acts. Now there actually are really good national acts scattered throughout the lineup at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Yola is one of them. She'll be playing at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 3rd. Which is fantastic for anybody who's getting there a little bit early or just getting out of work or wants to do a happy hour. You get to see this absolutely sensational act, not just casually at 4 in the afternoon.
Wow. Yeah, that feels like it's in line with kind of how I've started approaching concerts now that I'm in my 30s, that I'd like to go to them a little bit earlier than maybe I could have done in my 20s. Now, I want to listen to one more piece of music because one of the biggest headliners this year is Megan Thee Stallion. She was named Best New Artist at this year's Grammys, and she won the Grammy Award for the Best Rap Song and Rap Performance for her song Savage Remix featuring Beyoncé. Let's take a listen. I need a mop to clean the floor, it's too much drip, ooh. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip, ooh. Let's play a game, Simon says I'm still in check, ay, I'm still in black, yeah. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? Now, Evan, for folks who don't already know Megan Thee Stallion, why is she such a big deal?
She is one of the biggest rap stars in the world and by extension, one of the biggest stars in the world. Her thing comes down to presence. She is strong. She is confident. She raps endlessly about body positivity and it's just fun and inspiring. She has this just sense of fun. She's clever. She's dry. Got great wit. Catchy songs. Clear she's been a huge star for a long time. And this is a really, really big get for Summerfest. She'll be headlining the main amphitheater on September 16th. And, you know, there exists a caliber of headliner that Summerfest has had a hard time bringing in. Just like it can get some of the biggest acts in the music industry, but historically it's had a hard time getting the very biggest, you know, a headliner on the caliber of like a Drake or a Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to get artists that size to Milwaukee at all. Meg Thee Stallion is an artist just about that size, and she is, you know, touring a lot, so that worked out. And Summerfest promoters are aggressive in trying to get what they can get. And sure enough, you know, she was one of the last headliners announced, and she just really made the lineup feel complete. Just as soon as she was announced, there was a sense of like, this is a lineup you can be proud of now. these are not just second tier acts or affordable acts or acts settling for Milwaukee. We've got a Meg Thee Stallion on the lineup now.
We are talking about the return of Summerfest. From the groups you can see to the COVID protocols in effect, our guest right now is Evan Retleski of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thanks for being with us this morning. We're talking about the return of Summerfest, the country's largest music festival, with Evan Retleski. He's the web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Acts such as T-Pain, Guns N' Roses, and Miley Cyrus will perform over several days in September. However, several bands have pulled out due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we want to hear from you. Who are you looking forward to seeing at Summerfest? Did some of your favorite artists pull out altogether? And are you concerned about COVID at the festival? Call 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Now, Evan, as I just mentioned, some bands have pulled out. You know, the Pixies canceled their tour, which included Summerfest, British New Wave band Modern English. You might know them from the song I Melt With You. They pulled out as well. Do these cancellations surprise you at all?
They don't. I'm actually a little surprised that there haven't been more. It is a moment of uncertainty for the music industry. There is, you know, people don't know what's going on with the Delta variant. They might not personally feel comfortable touring. They might feel like, you know, if you're an older artist, you might feel like you're a little bit at risk. You might feel morally unsure whether it's even right to be playing concerts at this point in time. And that's a tricky place for musicians to be in. At the same time, these are artists who have been off the road now for well over a year and a half. Live music, the industry really, really, really got hit hard. So there is momentum to go out there and play shows. So you've got these two opposite forces at work. We've seen some artists across the industry cancel. You know, one of the bigger ones was Nine Inch Nails. They canceled a huge tour. Garth Brooks, he canceled a stadium tour. So there are some artists who are saying, we just can't do it right now. It just doesn't feel safe to us. It just doesn't feel right. Let's hold off till it's safe. But so far, Summerfest lineup has actually held up pretty well, only losing two headliners. That's not very many, you know, for a festival the size of Summerfest. It'll be interesting to see if more cancel. Almost certainly a few will. They just have to. I mean, it's just, just when you look at the numbers. But Summerfest is good at dealing with this sort of stuff. It has contingency plans. Just yesterday afternoon, it already announced a replacement headliner for the Pixies that's pretty good. They announced the Flaming Lips, which is a big festival draw too. Yeah, so it appeals to much the same audience too. So it shows you that for all the uncertainty and all the discomfort that some of these artists have, there's still plenty of other artists out there that are eager to take these gigs and eager to make up for lost time.
Well, I want to take a listen to, you know, a band that may not be as big of a name as maybe Megan Thee Stallion. The band is called Turquoise. Let's hear their song, Ophidiophobia. Now, Evan, what can you tell us about this band that features Jerry Harrison and Adrian Belew?
Yeah, so before they were announced on the Summerfest lineup, nothing. This is what's cool about the Summerfest lineup is when you comb it, you'll find these cool little gems that you weren't expecting. I've never heard of this band, but I have heard of Jerry Harrison and Adrian Belew. Jerry Harrison, of course, is one of the main members of the Talking Heads. He's a Milwaukee native. Go Shorewood. If you're from Shorewood, it's a huge deal that Jerry Harrison was from there. And Adrian Belew is an unusual guitarist who really helped craft Talking Head sound for a few albums, particularly the album Remain in Light. He's kind of, he wasn't a main member of the band, but he was a player who over the years has like really got his due as a cult musician. And so this is awesome. This is a band that is touring behind the music of Remain in Light with two of the pivotal members of Talking Heads. And Remain in Light is just, it is just one of the best albums ever made. It's one of the best Talking Heads albums, and it's one of the best rock albums, and it lends to just a great show. So yeah, it's not David Byrne, it's not a Talking Heads reunion, but two dudes from Talking Heads is not bad. And any chance to see Cross-Eyed and Painless in concert, that is going to be a party. That is really, Talking Heads music does something very special to people when you hear it live. It is just primal, visceral movement music, and having the chance to see it at a venue like Summerfest, that is going to be a blast.
We are talking to Evan Ratleski right now of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee about Summerfest. Now, I want to shine a light on a fairly new artist that you wanted to talk about, Kenny Hoopla. He's a 24-year-old singer, songwriter, and rapper from Cleveland. He's now in Wisconsin. And here is his newest song. It's called Hollywood Sucks. And Evan, how would you describe Kenny Hoopla?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. So he does a little bit of everything, sort of as you teased. He had a few songs that sounded like classic indie rock for a while, sort of like a TV on the radio, block party sort of thing, which was cool, had a good energy to it. Thought, wow, this is exciting. And then recently he took a total pivot into pop punk. So it sounds very much like an American Pie movie now. he's been recording with Travis Barker from Blink-182. Mm. So he's really going all in on pop punk, which is a big sound right now. It always has been, but it's having a big resurgence right now. So you can see as a career move why he wanted to do it. You know, it's not my favorite sound in the world. It's not necessarily the direction I wanted him to go, but it's pretty cool that he goes all in on it. And that music sounds great live. And again, this is another 4 p.m. headliner. He's playing the opening day on Thursday, September 2nd. He'll be playing at 4 p.m. So it's like, yeah, check out, see what he's all about. He's actually playing after Eve 6, which is so random.
Oh, wow.
If you remember Eve 6 from the 90s. Eve 6 yep. Got a very unceremonious 2 p.m. slot. So, you know, your career is only doing okay when you're playing 2 p.m. But Kenny Hoopla gets the more prestigious 4 p.m. slot.
Well, let's stick with that sort of pop punk genre. And I don't know if I'm going to get harassed for saying this, but Green Day is also performing, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in talking about genre, if we're talking about Green Bay, which kind of, you know, was one of the original members of that sound, like, is it cool to see, you know, kind of the genesis of that sound and then someone like Kenny Hoopla?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, if you're at Kenny Hoopla, you're probably, there's a good chance, at least if you can afford the tickets, going to see Weezer the previous day. You know, Weezer is playing... This is what's also different. So much is different about Summerfest this year. Summerfest is thrown in these like bonus concerts that aren't actually on a formal Summerfest night. They're just the Wednesday before Summerfest at the amphitheater. So it's just shows everywhere. They're just packing in bonus shows wherever they can. And Green Day is headlining what's called the Hella Mega Tour with Weezer and Fall Out Boy. So three very formative bands from your youth. If you were a skateboarder or just, you know, of a certain age, that's a great lineup. It just is. They all deliver really entertaining shows, no matter what you might think of their recent music. I know, you know, Weezer fans sort of famously hate new Weezer music a lot of the time, but you can't deny that Weezer puts on a great show. Green Day also puts on a great show. You know, Green Day is still one of the biggest rock bands out there. They are, you know, I was a child of the 90s. So Green Day was, a huge deal for me. They were the first concert I ever saw.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then in 2004, Green Day released this album called American Idiot that gave them like an air of prestige and introduced them to like a new generation. And the you know, so there's a whole second generation of Green Day fans that love that album. It's going to be a huge show.
Yeah, we've got Weezer on there. That was a big band for me in the 90s as well. We're talking to Evan Ratlefsky of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We're talking about Summerfest, and coming up, we talk about other bands that are set to take the stage at this festival. And we're, of course, we're going to take your calls at 800-642-1234. Up next is news from NPR and WPR. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for joining us. Right now, our conversation about Summerfest continues, from the bands that will perform at the festival to what concert goers can expect when they head to downtown Milwaukee. Our guest is Evan Ratlefsky, web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. And we want to hear from you. If you're attending the festival, who are you most excited to see? Which bands were you disappointed to see pull out? And are you worried about COVID at the festival? And if you're going, what questions do you have about what to expect? Call 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Evan, you know, Summerfest is back this year. It was canceled last year, but there were other major festivals that remained canceled, like Pride Fest. Obviously, we're a little bit later, but was there any fear that Summerfest could be canceled for a second year in a row?
Yeah, that there wasn't and hasn't been. I think the biggest threat to it was definitely the Delta variant. For those first, for a couple of weeks there last month, it was starting to seem like, oh boy, where is this going to go with the industry? But Summerfest, you know, once it pressed the button, it was pretty sure it was going to go on. And again, so far it's pulled out. There's still time for things to go really wrong, I suppose. But I think it's going to be okay. I think it's going to go more or less as scheduled. And when you talk to the organizers, you know, they say this was all or nothing. You know, we're either doing a Summerfest on the scale that you know it, or we're not doing a Summerfest at all, because Summerfest business model really doesn't allow for like a smaller scaled back Summerfest. You know, the whole model is book a ton of acts, keep the tickets priced pretty low. And you can't do that unless you put a lot of people through the turnstiles. So far, it seems like things are going well. You know, many of the Milwaukee's big festivals did not take place this year, in part because there just wasn't time to organize them. Mm-hmm. You know, I think by the time it began to look like vaccines were coming and people were getting vaccinated and things were returning to normal, you know, it was already like May. So there just isn't a lot of time to turn around a June festival by then. But we have seen some big events in the city. Just last weekend was Irish Fest. Irish Fest is one of the bigger ethnic festivals that's at the Summerfest grounds. And that went on and it was lovely. Didn't seem like there were any problems there. And earlier this month, we had the Wisconsin State Fair, and that went on without, aside from really bad weather, that went on without any issues. So we've sort of tested the idea that you can have these big crowds together. So far, it seems, you know, reasonably safe to do so. It's outdoors, but again, that's a personal decision.
Now, let's turn back to some of the bands that are still performing. And one of the ones that you picked as, you know, that is important to you and that you're excited about is Soul Asylum. Let's listen to their 1992 single, Somebody to Shove. All the difference in the world is just a call away. So that is Soul Asylum, Somebody to Shove. That's from 1992. Can you talk about why you're excited to see Soul Asylum?
Yeah. So look, it's not a Summerfest lineup without some nostalgia, right? Most of the Summerfest lineup is not contemporary bands with a very recent hit you're excited to hear. The truth is, a lot of the Summerfest lineup has always been, bands you remember from when you were young and wouldn't mind checking out because the price is right. Soul Asylum is definitely one of those bands. What's great about them, first of all, they have a great show, even after all these years. It's just, it's very intense. It's very prickly. It just feels like the 90s. They don't phone it in. They're still all passionate and worked up about these songs, which I love. Some bands you can kind of tell they get beaten down by years on the road. But I love the way they're scheduled. They're scheduled on a Thursday, September 9th at 4 p.m. So again, after work, go over, grab a beer, watch Soul Asylum play Runaway Train and Black Gold. And that's a lovely evening. you mentioned earlier, as you get older, you don't necessarily want to stay out to 10 p.m. And certainly not unless it's an act you really, really, really are excited about.
Yeah.
Would I stay out till 10 p.m. and deal with Summerfest crowds for Soul Asylum? There's no way. Would I go at 4 p.m.? Yeah, of course. Why not? It's Soul Asylum at 4 p.m.
We are talking to Evan Retlesky right now. He's the web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We're talking about Summerfest. Now, there's another act that is scheduled to perform, and that's Kesha. She was supposed to tour in 2020 to promote her new album, High Road, but of course that tour was canceled, and she's back on the road now with her latest single called Raising Hell. That features Big Frida. Let's take a listen. So Kesha is performing. She was definitely very prominent in the mid-2000s, 2010s. Her career was, derailed in many ways. Can you talk about Kesha at this point in her career and how she got to where she is now?
Yeah, it's really interesting because Kesha means a lot of different things to different people. She began her career making these sort of party songs about overindulging. They were trashy. They were bratty. People either loved them or hated them. A lot of people did not like Kesha. They just didn't take her seriously as an artist. But, the songs were undeniably fun. And then her career really, really went off the rails. She went through some hardships with her label. She was abused by her producer. It was just terrible. She just really went through it in a way I think a lot of pop artists do, maybe more dramatically, but she went through some of the same hardships that women in the music industry go through, just maybe on a more epic scale. And as a result, she sort of became a symbol of survival, of listening to women. She became sort of a Me Too hero. She showed some other sides of herself in her music. Kesha can really sing. Her early singles didn't really showcase that voice because she was kind of doing this like Valley Girl rap kind of snarl thing. But she really has some pipes and she's been showing it off. And you go to a Kesha show, it's a really interesting experience because you'll still get people throwing glitter everywhere and wooing, and it'll feel very much almost like a pride festival, just like very much like a party. But there will be these big emotional moments, just because of what she's gone through. I think people really connect to that. And she's just a great performer. I've seen her a couple different times, and she just has so much more range than she's given credit for. So that's going to be an incredible show.
Yeah, and I just want to plug a quick song by her. We don't have a clip, but just to showcase her pipes, if people want to check it out, from 2017, it's called Praying. So if you want to hear a little bit of a difference from that party sound, definitely check that one out. So let's watch the
reaction videos. There's this that song. She hits such an incredible note in that song that it spawned this like internet genre of reaction videos of fans just watching her hit that note for the first time. Really, really fun to watch those videos.
Well, let's talk about another major headliner who's going to be at Summerfest, and that's Chance the Rapper. Here's all we got from his 2016 Grammy-winning album, The Coloring Book.
Hey, This ain't no intro, this the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye. I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston. My auntie Beyonce. And my daughter couldn't have a better mother.
This is going to be Chance's only performance for an audience this year, which is a pretty big deal. Can you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect?
Yeah, so it's Chance the Rapper. You can expect some upbeat, feel-good music, very lively, lots of dancing, lots of musicians, lots of joy. You know, Chance the Rapper really separated himself from other artists by making sort of joy his muse. Gospel's muse. He draws a lot from that, like, sort of Chicago gospel tradition. There is, I would almost say, a lot riding on this show. Chance the Rapper has made a few career missteps. He was really, really, really having a good run for quite a few years, winning Grammys and getting nominated and just getting critical love everywhere. And then he put out an album that wasn't quite as good as the mixtapes before it. And he canceled a really big tour completely in 2019, including a stop at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. And fans don't love it when artists do that, you know? So he cancels this tour, and then, of course, the pandemic hits, and he can't reschedule it. So Chance the Rapper, I would say, is in a little bit of a rebuild right now. Can he pull out of his little bit of a slump? Yeah, definitely. He's got the talent to do it. I'm sure he'll go all in for the show. He's just a famously excellent performer. And here's a great tip for Chance the Rapper fans who either want to see as much Chance as they can get or maybe can't afford the ticket because Chance is playing the amphitheater. Earlier that day, he'll be playing Friday, September 3rd. One of his longtime collaborators, Grace Weber, a Milwaukee native, will be playing the Miller Lite Oasis earlier that day at 3:30 p.m. We actually heard her voice on that track you just played. She'll be playing a set of her own, and Chance the Rapper said he's going to make a cameo at that set. So again, get to Summerfest early at, you know, and around 3:30, 4 p.m., you're going to see Chance the Rapper take one of those side stages for free.
We are talking to Evan Retlesky right now of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We're talking about this year's Summerfest and taking your calls at 800-642-1234. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. We're talking about the return of Summerfest. It was canceled last year due to COVID-19 and is back with safety protocols in place, such as requiring proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 3 days of attendance. Our guest right now is Evan Retlesky of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, and you can join in the conversation. Are you attending Summerfest this year? What artists are you seeing? What music artists at Summerfest should be on our radar? And if you've gone in previous years, what are you looking forward to or have questions about for this one, for this year's festival? Call in now, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Evan, just as a reminder to our listeners, as I just mentioned, they will need documentation of either a COVID test that's negative within 3 days of their attendance or proof of vaccination. Given how large of a scale Summerfest is, are there any concerns that this might be just a little bit difficult to enforce? What are they doing to make sure they catch everyone on their way in?
So I think the biggest concern, and I'll be interested in seeing how they deal with it, is just how do you get people through the gates? When you go to Summerfest on a busy weeknight or weekend night, the lines outside the gates can be really, really long. Well, this is one more thing to check at the gates. It will not make the process faster. There's no doubt about it. They'll definitely have to staff up. They'll have to have all the gates running. You may, a hot tip might be going through one of the side gates, not the main gate, because I bet that main gate gets very backed up. We don't know how it will go. To be honest, we don't know that it'll go entirely smooth, but they'll make it work. You know, they've faced bigger challenges when trying to get this festival up and running. And again, this is an industry-wide problem. This is now something that's happening at every really every major venue in the country, especially in cities at least, and every major, almost every major festival soon will have a policy like this. So yeah, Summerfest is just like everybody else in the concert industry, just trying to figure it out.
Well, let's listen to some more music. We have rap duo Run the Jewels. They'll be performing. Here they are with Ooh La La, featuring Greg Nice and DJ Premier.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red or red. You go hold the egg. Way to bring a check. When we talk, we collision call. Keep us in your thoughts. Fully dressed at the crack of dawn. That ain't letting off. I can hear it from the block. See them creeping through the fog.
So what did you think about their latest album? That's RTJ4 that came out last June.
It never stops. Run the Jewels never stop. That is their whole thing. It is fist pumping, hard, relentless rap music for people who really love that sort of 80s ideal of rap, where 80s rap was always like percussive and brash and hard. It just never, never, never took its foot off the gas. That is what Run the Jewels do. It is two friends in their 40s rapping hard, and people respond to it so well. You know, they famously have a great live show. If you talk to the Summerfest organizers, this was one of their great white whales. This they will say, this was an act they've been trying to book for years and years and years. And they just couldn't get. And this year, kind of everything fell into place and they were able to land Run the Jewels. It'll be packed. It'll be nuts. People will love it. And again, it's, you know, Summerfest lineups, they tend to repeat themselves a little bit. There's no way around it with the festival this size, but you comb through the, you comb through the brochure, you go, oh boy, I've seen that act at Summerfest before. Well, Run the Jewels, you have not seen at Summerfest before. It is going to be an event.
Well, let's take a look at another big band, but in a totally different genre. Wilco will also be performing. They've been consistently producing music since the mid-90s. Let's take a listen to I Got You from Wilco. So can you talk a little bit more about the staying power of Wilco?
Yeah, Wilco has famously gone through many, many, many different phases of their career. They started as kind of a traditional alt-country band, kind of one of the defining alt-country bands. Their music got a little more experimental. They put out Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in 2002, just an incredible exploratory studio album. They put out great records since. They put out okay records since, but even the okay records are pretty good. They just never stop. Jeff Tweedy, their founder, keeps touring, but it's way more fun to see him when he's playing with Wilco because he's got that band. Wilco, for all their stylistic exploration, never forgot how to put on just a great rock show. They just know what their fans want to hear. They know how to put together kind of a tight, exciting set list. They used to play Summerfest all the time. You know, around the late 90s, early 2000s, almost every year, every other year, you could check out Wilco. It was always great. It's been well over a decade since they played the festival, and people are going to be so excited to have them back. Really, really, really good band. Maybe a band you forget how good they are until you're seeing them again.
Yeah, I sometimes I'll hear a Wilco song and I'm like, oh yeah, that song is great. And then sometimes I forget about them, and then that song comes on maybe on the radio or at a restaurant. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember loving that song. That song is great. So we are talking to Evan Ratleski right now of 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We're talking about Summerfest, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Now, in kind of our final minutes here, it would probably take us about 13 hours to talk about every single band that's performing, but who haven't we talked about that you are really excited to see that people might not know about?
That people might not know about. Boy, that's a great question. So I would say always look for the local opener because it is a treat. You know, if there's these 10 p.m. headliners, but very often at 8 p.m., that is when a Milwaukee artist gets a chance to open for maybe one of the biggest crowds they'll ever play for of their whole career. So, for instance, we were just talking about Wilco. At 8 p.m., Trapper Shep opens up. Trapper Shep, great roots rock guy, great band. Actually, some of his albums have been produced by one of the members of Wilco. So very on brand. Usually Summerfest knows that we've got a treat for you at 8 p.m. if you're sitting around waiting for the headliner. I love that. Earlier, we were talking about Kesha. At 8 p.m. on that stage, Rena opens, which is a great Milwaukee like electropop duo. They just make the catchiest, sweetest little songs. I just love it. I'm just always here for those local openers. Couple of the other ones that we didn't touch on, you know, I just love the nostalgia acts at Summerfest. It's just, it might not be the most prestigious bookings, but like every couple years, Summerfest will bring in Nelly and people will turn out for Nelly and have the night of their lives listening to some old songs they remember from college. I love that. My favorite nostalgia act this year is definitely T-Pain. He's playing September 2nd. T-Pain just puts on a great concert. He just knows how to make the audience feel good, you know?
Yeah, I know that he's been very, very popular over the last few years. And, you know, one of the really interesting things about him is that, you know, he's really associated with autotune, but talk about someone with pipes as well. He can really, really sing.
Yeah, I feel like the world sort of rediscovered T-Pain. He was like misunderstood during his commercial heyday. I think people thought, well, he's just letting the computer do all the work for him. And of course he isn't. He still wrote these beautiful, catchy, sumptuous songs. He still had this huge personality. He's just a fantastic entertainer.
Well, Evan, we'll have to, we're not going to leave it there because we actually have a couple more minutes or maybe 30 seconds, but any quick last minute advice for people going?
Get there early, avoid those gates. You really don't want to be the person showing up at 8 or 9 thinking you can get in right away. You can always many days you can get in for free. Of course, people in Milwaukee have known this for years. Summerfest is just very generous with its promotions. If you're willing to get there early in the day, most days of the festival, you can get in free somehow. Just look up how to do it. And that's what makes the festival fun. It's just like, you know, I remember when I was a kid, you'd go, you were cheap, so you get there super early and you just hang out there all day. It's fantastic. That's what makes this special festival, is how inclusive it is, how affordable it is, how anybody can go. You don't get that in other cities.
Well, Evan, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Evan Rutleski is the web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about Summerfest, from the bands to the safety protocols in place this year. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.